How's it going?
Good. Had you had much contact with the Raiders prior to the draft?
I did. You know what's crazy to me? I didn't go through an interview process with them that much. It was a blessing because they were the coaching staff that actually I got they coached me during the Senior Bowl, and I got to the Senior Bowl late, and me and Coach Tarver hit it off from day one. And, you know, it was just a great feeling, man. You know what's funny, actually? My whole family wore all black today at the draft. And then the best thing about it, too, me and my best friend were at the store, and we were looking for shirts to get them, and I got them a shirt that said California on it. So, like, you know, everything just kind of ended up working out exactly how it worked out. My whole family wore black and gray.
So you were on the north or the south team? In the Senior Bowl.
I was on the north team.
And they coach. And they coach the north. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So is that right that you kind of earned your way into the Senior Bowl by playing so well in some, you know, so-called lesser All-Star games?
Yes, sir. You know, the thing with me is I was a guy that was overlooked, and you know I had to work my tail off each and every way and everything that I have, you know, to this day, and you know. I'm very appreciative, and I'm very blessed to be where I'm at and what I have. And to go out there with the Oakland Raiders and to work with Coach Allen, you know, hand in hand, to have conversations and talk with him and be with Coach Tarver every day and tell Coach Tarver about myself so they know how I am, how I practice, the person that I am, and how I play with juice and everything I do with juice, which I got from my coach, my linebacker coach, John Hooley, you know, and it's just been a blessing, man, and I was glad they picked me up because I know that was the right fit because that we were already together. They know me, and, you know, they didn't need to do the interview process and all those teams that did it. You know, they overlooked me, and like I said from the beginning of this whole draft process, there's going to be one team that's going to fall in love and make the right pick, and there's going to be 31 other teams that's going to be pissed off. The Oakland Raiders got the best linebacker in the draft. I don't care who went before.
How do you see yourself fitting in here then?
Hey, man, being a special teams war daddy and just going out there, you know, if they allow me to play, you know, linebacker or whatever position and really doing everything possible I can to help that team win, man. I'm about winning, and I'm about changing culture and being a leader. So whenever I go out there, the first thing I'm going to do is, you know, do everything I can to prove to my coaches that they can trust me, and then prove to my teammates that they can trust me as well. You know, it's great that I have a former teammate out there, Tyvon Branch, who actually he brought me in on my official visit and took me around campus. So it's funny.
Have you heard from Tyvon yet since the pick?
I don't know if he texted me or not yet because I got like 180 text messages right now. So, you know, once I'm able to sort through them, I bet he probably did because I got a bunch of calls and text messages. But I bet he did, you know, because we're a family over at UConn, man. It don't matter, you know, when you come in or not, you know, we always hold close to each other, man. That's the difference between us and a bunch of other programs. We're family and we're real people.
What was the linebacker role that you played at UConn, and does it translate, you know, closely to Will or Sam or anything specific in the NFL?
Truthfully, man, when I was at UConn, my coaches put me in a position to play each and every position on the field, regardless of me being a true linebacker. I played Sam, I played Will, I played like a down free safety, I even played a bit of off corner, I played like a DN with his hand in the ground, and I played, you know, like a two, like off the 2-point.
You didn't kick?
Say that again?
You didn't kick?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I didn't kick. But, you know, I probably could have. They tried. You know, but, you know, the good thing about it, man, Coach Tarver knows, you know, I can play a bunch of different roles, and they've seen it firsthand, and they've seen, I think it's not even about the play, man, they've seen my energy throughout the game and when we played, and, you know, I play with a lot of energy, a lot of passion, man, and you can see it, man, and I'm just glad to be a part of that. And whatever position that they have me at, man, I'm gonna do whatever I can to win.
Was there ever anything said during during that time by Coach Tarver or anybody else, like, hey, you know, you could be a Raider or anything along those lines that would give you any kind of hint?
It was actually funny because Coach Tarver left me a voicemail. saying how much you wanted me and telling me good luck in the process, and then they're going to look to get me. They're going to do everything possible so that he could get me, and he ended up doing that. So, you know, that's, I'm glad that that able to happen, because you know what? That says something about his word and what he was able to do, and I appreciate people that take their word, you know, put their word, you know, to what they say.
Who called you today with the news?
I actually got on the phone when, I tell you the truth, I was so excited. I don't remember exactly the first person I talked to. But I know I talked to Coach, I talked to Mr. McKenzie, the GM. He asked me if I wanted to be a Raider, and I said, come on, you know I want to do that. So he said, you know what, we're going to go ahead and put your card in and pull you in. So I was just like, you know, well, I have a home.
Tell us what makes you the best linebacker in this draft.
You know, I'm not a guy that hasn't done any and everything on the field. You know, I played every position on the field, and I've done so in a productive manner, and I have the film to prove it. I'm not a guy that can, you know, you got to say, oh, you know, well, he could do this, or we can have him do that. You know, I've done every aspect of the game, and I've been productive at each and every one. And I have the film to prove it, unlike a lot of other linebackers. And, you know, the coaches know that. And, you know, for me, I take that and I use it, you know, not as, you know, to brag or boast, but as a chip on my shoulder, because, you know, even though I can do a bunch of things, I'm still overlooked, you know. And you know, it's a shame, but it's also a blessing, because, you know what, it's the reason why I play pissed off. So, you know, going to Oakland, they're going to get a pissed off linebacker that wants to be pulled by the best linebacker. And, you know, that's coming out this year. I don't care about the guys that came before me. You know, I play with juice, and none of those guys are as hungry as me. None of those guys want to work as hard as me. And I'm going to make sure that wherever I go, whoever I'm with, I'm going to outwork them.
Well, they had a 16-game starter returning, and they made three signings in the offseason that were all linebackers. But it sounds like you're planning on coming in here and playing right away.
I plan on coming in and giving everything I have. And, you know, with me giving everything I have, I don't look back, because I know if I give everything that I have, I'm going to put myself in the best position, and that's to win and be the greatest player, be the greatest linebacker and the greatest player.
Hey,
Sio,
just to confirm, we saw bios go a couple different ways on your place of birth. Were you born in Liberia or were you born over here?
No, sir. I was born in Liberia. I came over here when I was a little less than 1 year old.
Okay.